I'm going to give a talk on John 11, but it's not a talk on the Gospel of John. It's a meditation on the resurrection. So we're going to look at the resurrection as it's presented in the 11th chapter of the Gospel of John. Now, a certain man was ill, Lazarus of Bethany, the village of Mary and her sister Martha. It was Mary who anointed the Lord with oil and wiped his feet with her hair, whose brother, Lazarus, was ill. Now, Lazarus, you all know the Gospel of John was written in Greek. So, Lazarus was not his real name. His real name was Eleazar. Translated into Greek, it's Lazarus. So, he was ill. And the sisters then sent to the Lord Jesus, saying, Lord, he whom you love is ill. This is a crisis situation. When Jesus heard it, he said, this is not illness, not to death. It's for the glory of God, so that the Son of God may be glorified by means of it. Now, Jesus loved Martha and her sister and Lazarus. So when he heard that he was ill, he stayed 2 days longer in the place where he was. How about that? The guy who you love and might be able to save is dying. And you stay 2 days longer where you are, just so that you won't get there in time. It's a setup, obviously. Okay. Then after this, he said to the disciples, let us go into Judea again. And the disciples said to him, Rabbi, the Jews were but now seeking to stone you, and are you going there again? You can see, like, the disciples are, how should we put it? They're not exactly supporting Jesus going to save Lazarus. And then he said to them, our friend Lazarus has fallen asleep, but I go to wake him out of sleep. And the disciples said to him, Lord, if he has fallen asleep, he'll recover. Just stay where you are. Now Jesus had spoken of his death, but they thought that he meant taking rest and sleep. And Jesus told them plainly, Lazarus is dead, and for your sake, I am glad I was not there, so you may believe. The whole original discussion is strange. But let us go to him. Thomas, called the twin, said to his fellow disciples, let us also go so that we may die with him. Again, how should we put it? The disciples and Jesus are not on the same track. Mm-hmm. Some of them are, but some of them aren't. And that's part of the whole story. Now, when Jesus came, he found that Lazarus had already been in the tomb 4 days. That was plenty enough time. The Jews, I mean, we keep bodies in refrigerators and do all kinds of chemical stuff. We keep them for days so we can have a funeral and get everybody from miles around to come. The Jews didn't. They made sure, because the body would start to decay. And so they made sure that the dead body was buried as soon as it could be, so that, how should we put it, things would be more decorous. It wouldn't be smelling all the time of decay. So, He found, when Jesus came, he found it already been in, Lazarus had already been in the tomb 4 days. Now, Bethany was near Jerusalem, about 2 miles off, and many of the Jews had come to Martha and Mary to console them concerning their brother. Jews in the Gospel of John very frequently means the Jewish leaders, but not in this, probably it's not in this case. It's probably friends, family, sort of normal Jews. When Martha heard that Jesus was coming, she went and met him while Mary sat in the house. And Martha said to Jesus, "Lord, if you had been here, my brother would not have died. And even now I know that whatever you ask from God, God will give you." And Jesus said to her, "Your brother will rise again." And Martha said to him, "I know he will rise again in the resurrection at the last day." Sadducees didn't believe in any resurrection, but most Jews, who were more or less Pharisaic in their teaching and so on, most Jews believed that there would be a resurrection at the last day. So Martha is just saying, this is what we were taught. This is what I believe. I know this is how it's going to happen. Then Jesus said, "I am the resurrection and the life. He who believes in me, though he die, yet shall he live. And whoever lives and believes in me will never die. Do you believe this?" So what Jesus is saying to him, she says, "Yeah, well, he's going to eventually rise at the last day." And Jesus says to her, "I am the resurrection and the life. He who believes in me, though he die on this earth, yet shall he live. And whoever lives and believes in me will never die. Do you believe this?" And she said to him, "Yes, Lord. I believe that you are the Christ, the Son of God, he who's coming into the world. So this is a key line in the whole chapter. "I am the resurrection and the life. He who believes in me shall never die, but he shall live eternally." When she had said this, "I believe you are the Christ, the Son of God." When she had said this, she went and called her sister Mary, saying quietly, "The teacher is here and is calling you." When she heard it, she rose quickly and went to him. Now Jesus had not yet come to the village, but was still in the place where Martha had met him. When the Jews who were with her in the house, consoling her, saw Mary rise quickly and go out, they followed her, supposing that she was going to the tomb to weep there. Then Mary, when she came when Jesus was and saw him, fell at his feet, saying, "Lord, if you had been there, my brother would not have died." We heard that already. Both Martha and Mary say the same thing. If only you had been here, this would have worked differently. When Jesus saw her weeping, and the Jews who came with her also weeping, he was deeply moved in spirit and troubled. I'm going to come back to that word in a minute. And he said, "Where have you laid them?" And they said to him, "Lord, come and see." And Jesus wept. Now, if you heard talks on this, most of the people, a lot of the people would say, "Well, what's this with Jesus? He was troubled over this. This must be grief. He must be grieving because Lazarus had died. He's a very sympathetic sort." That doesn't make sense. Here he had decided to come and wait until Lazarus died. And now he's troubled. What does troubled mean? Well, probably means more he was angry, not that he was grieving. He was angry because death had taken Lazarus. He was angry because all the people there had no hope and thought it was just all over. He was angry because he was planning to do something. And he said, "Where have you laid him?" And they said, "Lord, come and see." Come and see where they had laid him. So the Jews said, "See how he loved him." But some of them said, "Could not he who opened the eyes of the blind man have kept this man from dying?" We know the answer to that. The answer is, yes, of course he could have done that. Of course that was within his power. Then Jesus, deeply moved again, that's not a bad translation, moved, deeply moved again, came to the tomb. It was a cave, and a stone lay upon it. And Jesus said, "Take away the stone." Martha, the sister of the dead man, said to him, "Lord, by this time there will be an odor, for he has been dead 4 days." We would expect him, the body to getting to be corrupt and to be putrefying. So the stone saves us in a certain way. And Jesus said to her, "Did I not tell you that if you would believe, you would see the glory of God?" I told you that. So they took away the stone. This was unprecedented. And says, and Jesus lifted up his eyes and said, "Father, I thank you that you have heard me. I knew that you heard me always, but I have said this on account of the people standing by, that they may believe that you did send me." When he said this, he cried with a loud voice, "Lazarus, come out." The dead man came out. The dead man came out. The dead man came out with his hands and feet bound with bandages and his face wrapped with a cloth. This was Jewish burial clothes. So he came out with a sign that he'd been already buried by the Jews, but he walked out. And Jesus said to them, "Unbind him and let him go." Unbind him and let him go. Extraordinary. This doesn't happen. But there it was. Lazarus had died, was all buried, and now Jesus gave him a call, and he came out. And Jesus told everybody, or whoever was working on this, "Take all his burial clothes off and let him go. He's ready to live again." Now, that's it. Jesus had already explained to Martha and probably Mary what the truth was. The truth was, "I am the resurrection and the life. And he who believes in me shall not perish, but shall live." Now Lazarus got to die again. Some of you might have read the Browning poem about Lazarus' discussion after he's raised again. That's not really in the Gospel of John. So Lazarus would get to die again, but he'd also live forever. He'd also have eternal life because of his relationship with the Lord, who is the resurrection and life. He was going to live forever. So that's what we want to do too. We want to come to the Lord who is the resurrection and the life, and receive from him the eternal life, which will keep us from, which will let us to live forever, glorified with the Lord in heaven. Amen.